Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. We're diving into the ethical side of AI and how it's shaking things up in orthodontics.
It's a hot topic.
We had to get an expert to help us unpack it. Luckily, Dr. Baxman shared some valuable insights.
It's a conversation just getting started.
Absolutely. One of the things that struck me right away, and maybe you can speak to this, is the black box problem with AI, right? Especially when we're talking about those really complex models like deep learning.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Even the folks who design these systems can't fully explain how the AI is reaching its conclusions.
Right, and that can be unnerving, especially in healthcare, where we're talking about decisions that affect people's well-being.
It's this lack of transparency that can make people hesitant. Rightfully so.
And that's where Dr. Baxman's emphasis on transparency comes in, doesn't it? He's about making sure those data sets, algorithms, everything's documented, clear as day.
For trust.
Trust, but verify.
That's key.
Because if you're in the dentist's chair and they say, AI says you need this, wouldn't you want to know how it reached that conclusion? What information did it use?
You'd want to know what went into that analysis.
What data was it trained on? Could there be any bias baked in?
All critical questions.
That segues nicely into another point Dr. Baxman brings up a lot, patient well-being.
At the end of the day, that's what matters most.
Exactly. AI can help dentists create treatment plans that are more efficient, maybe more cost-efficient, which is great for patients.
In theory.
And that's where Dr. Baxman's lean orthodontics approach comes in, reminding us that the dentist's expertise, their judgment, is still essential.
AI should be a tool to support the dentist's decision, not replace it entirely.
It's about finding that sweet spot between harnessing AI's power and making sure we're not sacrificing patient care in the process.
Optimizing, but not at the expense of well-being.
And that's the core of lean orthodontics, right? Streamlining, eliminating waste, but always with the patient's best interests front and center.
That's the balance.
This brings up another question people are wondering about. AI making autonomous decisions.
Yes, the big one.
Could AI eventually take over treatment decisions completely? Is that something we want?
It's a debate that's gaining momentum, and it's something Dr. Baxman tackles head on in his work.
Where does he stand on that?
AI should never be the sole decision maker when it comes to a patient's orthodontic treatment.
More of a collaborator.
It should provide information, insights, help guide the dentist and the patient toward the best possible outcome, but not make the final call.
Collaboration, not automation.
To help ensure that happens, Dr. Baxman has developed a framework he calls the ABCD system.
What exactly is it, and how does it promote that shared decision making?
The ABCD system is designed to guide the entire treatment planning process, and it actively involves both the patient and their family.
I like this.
It stands for Assess, Brainstorm, Choose, and Do. It starts with a thorough assessment of the patient's needs and goals.
That makes sense.
Then comes the brainstorming phase, where the dentist and the patient explore different options.
Oh, so it's not just the dentist saying, here's the plan, take it or leave it.
Not at all. It's a dialogue.
I like that.
They weigh pros and cons, then choose the best path forward.
It's a shared decision.
Then they move into the do phase, where that plan is put into action.
It empowers the patient, gives them a voice. It's not just passive acceptance. It's active participation.
Dr. Baxman wants patients to feel heard, understood, and involved in their care.
Making sure the technology is used to enhance human connection, not replace it.
It's about using AI to facilitate a stronger dentist-patient partnership, a really important shift.
A shift for the better.
I think so too.
This whole conversation makes me think about the legal side. What happens if something goes wrong? What are the legal ramifications of using AI in orthodontics? Should there be specific laws?
Oh, that's a huge question. As AI becomes more sophisticated, the legal landscape will need to adapt. We need clear guidelines, regulations to protect patients and promote responsible use.
Imagine a scenario where an AI makes a recommendation and it leads to a negative outcome for the patient.
It's a possibility we have to consider.
Who's liable then? The dentist? The developer of the AI? Both?
Those are complex questions, and we need to answer them sooner rather than later.
It's not just about pointing fingers after something's gone wrong.
No, it's about having protocols, safeguards in place to minimize risks.
Being proactive rather than reactive.
We need to anticipate challenges and create a legal framework that keeps pace with AI.
It's essential, right?
Absolutely. It's not a conversation for just one group. It needs to involve dentists, patients, developers, policymakers, ethicists, legal experts. Everyone needs to be at the table.
It's a collaborative effort.
We need to work together to make sure AI benefits everyone and doesn't create new problems while trying to solve old ones.
That's what we're striving for.
I hope so.
Me too. And I think that's a great place to wrap up this part of our conversation. But we're not done yet. There's a lot more to unpack, so stay tuned.
A great example of thinking about these things holistically.
Totally. Another point Dr. Baxman brings up is equity. We can't talk about ethical AI without considering who has access to it.
That's important. It's easy to get caught up in the technology, but we have to remember AI in orthodontics needs to be available to everyone, not just a select few.
It shouldn't matter what your socioeconomic background is or where you live. Everyone deserves access to the benefits AI can bring.
It can't be a luxury for the wealthy.
Dr. Baxman is passionate about making sure these AI systems are designed with widespread accessibility in mind.
He envisions a future where AI is a standard part of quality dental care.
I love that vision, but it makes me think about the costs involved in developing and implementing these AI systems. That's not cheap right now.
It's a barrier.
How do we overcome that? How do we make sure those costs don't prevent wider adoption, especially in communities already underserved?
Dr. Baxman talks about the need for collaboration. That's key.
Okay, tell me more about that.
We need everyone on board. Governments, healthcare providers, tech developers, insurance companies, working together to make these technologies more affordable.
It's about creating a system that supports equitable access.
He suggests sharing the cost of AI systems between multiple practices, or maybe government subsidies.
It's like how we think about essential medications, right? We want those available to everyone who needs them.
That's a great analogy.
Making sure life advancements are accessible to everyone.
Just like with medications, we have to think about distribution, infrastructure, unintended consequences.
What happens if these AI systems are primarily adopted by high-end practices? Does that widen the gap?
We don't want to exacerbate existing inequalities.
It's amazing how conversations about AI ethics circle back to broader social issues, don't they?
Technology is never neutral. It reflects the values of the people who create and use it.
That's a good segue to another point, sustainability. Dr. Baxman talks about the environmental impact of AI.
It's something people don't think about right away.
All that computing power, those massive data centers, takes a lot of energy.
We're trying to improve healthcare with AI, but are we doing it at the expense of the planet?
That's the question.
Now, Dr. Baxman acknowledges that. He says we need to be smarter about how we develop and use these systems.
What are some of the solutions he proposes?
He talks about developing more energy-efficient algorithms and finding ways to power these systems with renewable energy sources.
Thinking about the whole life cycle, from the materials used to build the hardware to how it's ultimately disposed of.
Exactly. That ties into sustainability, making sure our progress doesn't damage the environment.
You know, it's like we're starting to realize that progress at any cost isn't progress.
I think so, too.
It has to be sustainable, ethical, and benefit everyone.
Dr. Baxman's work embodies that shift in thinking.
He's not afraid to ask tough questions.
That's what makes his work valuable.
Totally. This conversation makes me wonder about transparency on another level. We've talked about understanding how the AI works, but what about who's developing it?
You're talking about conflicts of interest.
Are there financial incentives clouding judgment? Do we need more transparency about funding sources?
We need to know if there are biases in the data, any hidden relationships between the developers and the dentists using the AI.
It's how we scrutinize the pharmaceutical industry, right?
Patient well-being should always come first. We can't let financial gain compromise that.
Maybe that's where regulation comes in, to create a framework that addresses those conflicts.
More transparency and accountability are needed.
It's not just on developers or dentists. Patients need to be empowered to ask questions, to advocate for themselves.
It's about creating a system where everyone is informed and engaged.
Developers who are committed to ethical principles, dentists who are discerning about the AI they use, and patients who are informed and empowered.
We have a role in shaping this future.
You're right, policymakers too. They need to be part of this conversation, understanding AI and crafting regulations that protect everyone.
The stakes are high.
If we get this right, AI could revolutionize healthcare. But if we're not careful, it could make things worse.
A balancing act.
That's why these conversations are important.
We need to talk about these issues, weigh the pros and cons, figure out how to move forward responsibly.
We're at a crossroads, and the decisions we make now will have a lasting impact.
Powerful way to put it.
It feels like we've just scratched the surface of a complex topic.
It's a good starting point. The more we talk about it, the better prepared we'll be.
It really does feel like a pivotal moment, doesn't it?
It does. Dr. Baxman doesn't shy away from talking about the impact of AI on the dental profession.
Could AI eventually replace orthodontists altogether?
Oh yeah, it's a big one. It's across so many fields.
The robots taking over.
But Dr. Baxman has a pretty nuanced view on that, I think.
What's his take?
AI will definitely change how orthodontists work, but he doesn't think it'll completely replace humans. All right, let's move on to our AI question of the day.
AI will become a partner, a tool to help.
He sees AI handling routine tasks, initial assessments, treatment planning, maybe some aspects of making the appliances.
The stuff that could be standardized.
That would free up orthodontists to focus on the more complex cases, the ones that really need that human touch, that human judgment.
AI can do the heavy lifting, but it's still the human steering the ship.
That's a good way to put it. It lets the orthodontist spend more time with patients, building relationships, understanding their needs.
Orthodontics isn't just about straightening teeth.
It's about creating a healthy bite, improving facial aesthetics, thinking about the long-term health of the patient's mouth.
And those require a deep understanding of being human, right? Anatomy, biomechanics, even psychology.
You can't program empathy into an algorithm.
And that's reassuring. No matter how advanced AI gets, there will always be a need for that human element in orthodontics.
That human connection, that ability to connect with people on a personal level, that's irreplaceable.
It's what makes healthcare care, right?
Exactly. Dr. Baxman really hammers that home. He says that human touch, that ability to build trust and understand each patient's unique situation, that's always going to be essential.
So the future of orthodontics is about finding that balance, right? AI and human expertise working together.
That's what we should be striving for, I think. Using technology to enhance human skills, not eliminate them.
AI is a tool, not a replacement.
Exactly. It's a powerful tool, no doubt. But like any tool, it can be used for good or bad. It comes down to the choices we make.
It's not just about the technology. It's about how we use it. What values we embed in it.
That's a crucial point, and it's something we need to be thinking about right now as we're developing these systems.
Because these choices we make today, they're going to have ripple effects for years to come.
We're shaping the future, and it's a responsibility we can't take lightly.
For sure.
It's a conversation worth having. The more we talk about it, the better equipped we'll be to navigate this new landscape.
I think we've covered a lot today, from the benefits of AI to the ethical concerns and the impact on dentists and patients.
It's been a thought-provoking discussion.
Yes. I hope our listeners found it informative and maybe even a little inspiring.
I hope so.
We've talked about complex issues, but there's reason to be optimistic.
Oh, definitely. If we approach AI thoughtfully, it has the potential to transform healthcare.
Dr. Baxman reminds us it's up to us to make sure that happens.
His insights are invaluable as we navigate this uncharted territory.
They are. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this journey of exploring AI and orthodontics. We hope you've enjoyed it and encourage you to keep learning, asking tough questions, and keep striving for a future where technology is used to create a healthier, more equitable world for everyone. Now, how about your own world? More equitable.